Welcome back to the RV America Y'all podcast.
I'm Stacy.
I'm Tom, and we're RV America Y'all.
We are native Texans and full-time RVers who are all about exploring the great state of Texas and beyond, one campground at a time. We're on a mission to experience life, not just live it, and we're bringing you along for the fun.
We're here at the first ever Music City Motorhome Expo in Lebanon, Tennessee. And wow, this is a beautiful place. It's a great event. We're having a lot of fun. This is episode 42.
And this week, we are honored to be joined by two folks that we'd love for you to get to know. Kevin Bankston is the president and CEO of Thomas Built Buses and also the new president and CEO of Freightliner Custom Chassis. And Akbar Goss, the vice president, sales and marketing of Freightliner Custom Chassis. And you know we love our friends at Freightliner, so this is going to be fantastic, y'all. Sit back, relax, and join us as we RV America, y'all. So yes, we are here in Lebanon, Tennessee, which is actually just outside of Nashville, and you know we love Nashville, Music City, USA. So what better place for our friends at National Indoor RV Centers, NIRVC, to host the very first Music City Motorhome Expo VIP experience.
Yes.
And the folks I'm sitting here today, the team from Freightliner, I tell you what, guys, as they always do, they have knocked it out of the park for their presentation here. Thanks to our friend Brian,
yes,
who you won't hear from today, but you've seen him before. Today we are joined by Kevin and Akbar. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. We really appreciate it. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Stacy and Tom. Great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
We're so happy that you guys had the time to sit down. I think before we get too far into it, we want to bid a fond farewell and happy retirement to our good friend Jeff Sather, the outgoing president of Freightliner Custom Chassis. We've known Jeff for a lot of years.
Well, and no doubt. You know, all I can say is you got some big shoes to fill, for sure. I mean, what a great guy. He did a lot of great things for this for the RV community, for sure.
I would say hear, hear to that, and it's a well-deserved retirement. Jeff and I actually joined Daimler Trucks within a couple months of each other about 23 years ago.
And wow.
We worked together in Portland, and we've been colleagues and friends ever since, and I'm honored to be stepping into his shoes at Freightliner Custom Chassis. And it's a real pleasure that he's here as well this week, and I know you've spent time with him.
Yes, we have, he's, and that is special.
He's extremely comfortable in this environment. He's invested a lot in building relationships, not just with the OEMs, but actually touching customers and other folks involved in the industry. And so a real treat for me to be here together with him at what's kind of his farewell round, and a lot of fun the last couple of days.
Yeah, and so many of these folks know him very, very well. And I'm glad he came here, too, so he could introduce you to a lot of these folks, because I know you're going to be getting close to a lot of these folks. This is now a big part of your industry. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. So, as I mentioned, I'm 23 years with Daimler, and I've worked for Daimler Trucks literally around the globe. I started out in Portland. I've moved a lot. I've lived in Portland three different times.
Wow.
I was in finance originally, as was Jeff. My last role in finance was actually my first stint at Thomas Built. I was with Thomas Built Buses as the CFO there from about 2005 to 2008. Returned to DTNA, so Portland, and ran a restructuring program for North American operations for about 3 years. Then was over in Germany in Stuttgart, our corporate headquarters, for about 3 years, where I led the global lean practice, so bringing efficiency into operations and administrative areas. From there, went further afield to Asia for about 5 years, where I ran our business operations in Indonesia for Mitsubishi Fuso, our sister company there. And then in Tokyo, I led the Fuso, Mitsubishi Fuso bus business for a few years.
Wow.
Came back to DTNA in 2019, returned after about 8 or 9 years overseas, and was working with the network partners. So the same network partners that our chassis folks utilize. Okay. I ran network distribution. We had a lot of consolidation with bigger players buying up smaller ones and getting kind of a more professional footprint. And I did that for about 2.5 years. In mid-2021, I returned to Thomasbilt as a CEO and have been in that role since. And I'm honored at this point to be the first person to steer what we call specialty vehicles collectively, which would be Thomasbilt school buses and Freightliner custom chassis.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's the part I succeed Jeff on.
You're going to be building two different kinds of school buses now.
We're going to be building two kinds. I mean, the nice thing is there's one really natural connection, right, which maybe not everyone is aware of, but the major runner in school buses, our C2 chassis, is built in Gaffney, right, and has been for many, many years, and is built in Gaffney and shipped up to High Point, and it is the largest production run in Gaffney. So it's a big chunk of the business down there. So that part's a bit of a natural fit already. I've been around, let's say, Freightliner Custom Chassis over the years in my roles, and I'm familiar with it, but the RV part is a new piece for me to get more in contact with customers and the OEMs here. And this week's been a great start for that. And as you mentioned, Tom, really great to have Jeff here to help me build some of those relationships and get my feet on the ground. So that's been fantastic.
Because in the RV world, relationships is where it's at. That's why we all do this. That's why we all love this this lifestyle.
You can grasp the pulse of that right away. And even in a limited run, Akbar and I talked about that, and I'll let you comment, but that's definitely a feeling
it's pulsates. Addictive. It's addictive. And Kevin and I have been talking about the other side of the business where we come from is very transactional. And, you know, the first few weeks you start connecting with the folks who are in this lifestyle and you quickly realize how much fun it is and how, you know, relationship-based it is, and you get immersed right away into it.
Yeah.
So very exciting. You know, I'm new to the role, so it's kind of 3 months experiencing this unique market. But I had a very interesting start. So 20 years ago when I started with Daimler, I started as an intern. And I was going through grad school, and part of my coursework was to get an internship. And I found this internship at Detroit Diesel, which is our engine division. And my project for 8 months was how to integrate that engine into the FCCC chassis.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So here I am, you know, early 20s, going through grad school, and I'm traveling the country, going to little shows, going to shows in Charlotte, all these different shows, talking to guys, like, what's important, you know, in an RV. And I'm like, this is so cool. So, you know, do that for 8 months, and when it comes time to find a real job, end up on the Sterling Western Star Freightliner truck side. So then it was 20 years of different sales and marketing roles. So they sucked me into the company, showing me the fun side of the business.
Yeah.
And then, for 20 some years, right, had a great time. Different product strategy roles, market segmentation, sales roles, national account roles. So all that kind of built up to eventually, you know, having this opportunity. And I feel very honored. And I finally arrived to the fun part of the business. So really looking forward to it.
It's like a full circle.
It is.
You know, thing for you. That's
so
awesome.
Like, what will be your role now in Freightliner Custom Chassis? Are you going to be sales rep to selling to all of these, not dealers, but all these manufacturers and stuff?
So my group's responsible for all the sales and marketing functions. So we have the recreation vehicle line, as well as the commercial bus, shuttle bus line, and then a walk-in van commercial truck line as well.
Okay.
So within that, we handle dealer training, you know, all the other marketing efforts, sales to OEMs, sales through our dealers. So all-encompassing.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. And so now, I know Freightliner Custom Chassis, at least on the RV side, is going through some awesome, not changes, but you've added some lines lately.
We have, and to Jeff's credit, right, that's been part of his legacy, is expanding our reach, expanding our relationships, I would say, with the various OEMs I've had the chance to meet this week. And we're definitely on an uptick and an upswing, and we're gaining in our position, we're building our relationships, and it's really an exciting time to step in and see what the next step is there.
You know, the sales and marketing team, the engineering team, all the different departments at FCCC have been working really hard the last few years, and And 2024 is a big year for us. So if you've been following the news, you know, recently in the beginning of the year on the Integra Cornerstone, we're back in there.
Right.
Yep.
There's
yep.
some product here at the show.
Yep.
At the Newmar dealer meeting a few months ago, we launched on the London Air and the Essex.
And I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Incredible. Yep.
That's,
yes.
We're excited to be back in there. And then also over here, if you've been to the Integra section, you see a chassis for the Anthem model. So we had the Anthem and the Aspire that are coming.
Oh, fantastic.
That is awesome. Did
right.
not know that one.
That's
yes.
coming. And then our partnership with Tiffin. So we're going to build a Power Glide chassis for Tiffin, their proprietary chassis, exclusively for them. So a lot going on at FCCC right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you're also going to service the Power Glide chassis
correct.
As well
correct.
Nationwide. And that's huge. That yeah. is huge to have your service centers.
I think that's one of our real strengths, right? I mean,
yep.
to be able to leverage the power of the truck network, right, and to have them take good care of the RV customers. And I'm sure you know we have Oasis dealers, right, who really invest in being there for RV customers. But everyone in the network on the Freightliner side is ready and willing to take care of these great customers. And we see that as a real strategic source of strength for us, right? And as I said, I spent a lot of time in the network. It was my most recent role before Thomas built, but it's actually my origin at Daimler Trucks. My early days, I was hired to work with the dealer network. So, you know, we're proud of that, and we
for
count
sure.
on them to deliver, and we're in frequent contact with them. And the connection, I would say, of the customer service focus of our customer service hotline in Gaffney, we look at the metrics every morning. We're looking at exactly, you know, how quick we are in response times, how able we are to help the folks on the line,
yep.
to direct them where they need to go. That, together with our network, I think is an indisputable strength for us as an entity, and we treasure and value that, and we'll keep working on building that every day.
Well, we can personally say the 24/7 hotline works perfectly.
Yes.
We've used it. We've called it. We got the help we needed right away. We've even done a podcast on this, telling people, who are you going to call?
Right.
You got to know who to call. If you're having a chassis problem and it's a Freightliner chassis, call Freightliner.
Well, don't for us as customers, one of the biggest, we've owned a couple of different Freightliner chassis over our years. We owned a Power Glide when Tiffin was manufacturing mm-hmm. their Power Glide. Yep. And for us, we came back to Freightliner when we bought our new Air. Because of the support and the customer
for sure.
service. And it was so easy when we did need assistance to get assistance or to find somewhere to go when something goes wrong and you're traveling. We've just had so many years of good experience with that it was important for us that our coach have a Freightliner chassis.
Well, we're really happy to hear that, and that validates a bit what the team's been up to, right? And I know you know Tony Sipple, right? And
yep.
Tony's now slid over from being Akbar's predecessor to look after the service part of our business, the call lines,
okay.
the field personnel, and the network with the dealers. And so he's got
wow.
an incredible wealth of knowledge about our products, right,
for
and
sure.
also about how we do business. And he's a real asset for us in that role. And so I
yeah,
think
so
we'll continue fine-tuning and even improving that from where we are today. But it's great that you have seen the value of that already. Thanks for mentioning that, Stacey.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when you come to these events, you know, this one's a little different. Music City Motorhome Expo, like we've already mentioned, you know, this is the first of its kind. It's a ticketed event. It's like an RV show, but on steroids, kind of, you know, because I think there's about 113 coaches, something like that, all motorized, a variety of manufacturers.
They're all brand new 25 models.
Right.
All of them.
Right. And to have y'all here, you know, Freightliner Custom Chassis right in the middle of everything. Guys, you're going to have to watch our video on our experience here at the Music City Motorhome
yep.
Expo, because you will not believe the setup that they have here at the Freightliner area
yeah.
And where we've been hanging out this afternoon. We really, I cannot tell you enough how much we always appreciate your involvement, not just in things like this and the big RV shows like, you know, Tampa, and but also AIM Club. And,
right.
you know, we go to so many places where Freightliner is an integral part of not just being here, you know, but being a part of the community and, you know, hanging out with people and going to the dinners and, you know, that fun time as well where you have that one-on-one time with your customers to, you know, get an experience where it's not just about, you know, a service issue or a sales issue or whatever, but getting to know them in the environment, I think, is fantastic. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you for that. And we have a tagline at FCCC. We embrace the customer. We deliver memories one ride at a time.
Awesome.
And we mean
I like
it.
That.
We mean it. We're all in, right? This is a very exclusive club. And you're, you know, purchasing a vehicle that costs a lot of dollars. So we want to be embraced, whether it's from the product itself, creating that foundation of the home,
right.
The chassis, where, you know, you're out on the road having a good time. The last thing we want you to worry is anything going wrong with the product.
Right.
And that's where the support is important. But we're all in. We want to know everything about our customers. We want to solve their problems. We want to enjoy the lifestyle with them, have fun with them. So we're totally committed to this lifestyle and the product.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate the 24/7 app. That is such an awesome tool that y'all have built, and I know you're going to continue to ride with. And if people download that, you can keep track of your chassis maintenance and what you've done and have the phone numbers right there to call. I mean, that's why I'm saying when people – you know, the RVers out there like us, so many of them, they panic when something happens.
Mm-hmm.
And the obvious seems to elude them. The obvious thing is to call Freightliner if you're in a Freightliner chassis.
Call the experts.
Call the experts. I mean, right away, because they can steer you. If it is another problem, they'll find out and they'll help you is what we've found out. You know, if it's a Cummins issue, you're going to know it by the error codes and stuff. So it's always a great place to start. I guarantee you they're going to get you help. And that's where I think we're going to keep pounding that because I know y'all want people to use that because you want to help folks. We don't want anybody to have a bad experience. But,
yeah.
Hey, let's face it. Things are going to happen. It's part of the journey. That's what we say. It's part of the journey. But it can be a lot easier to handle if you make the right call the first time.
And it's a dedicated team in Gaffney, South Carolina. And believe it or not, if you call them, the wait time's less than a minute.
Wow.
Right?
There you go.
And at times, there might be some light that's going off on the dash where they might just tell you, hey, don't worry about it. Continue your trip. When you get home, go see your service advisor.
Yep, we've had that one.
So ease of mind, right?
Right.
And maybe it's something that you need to pull off right away and get it looked at. So I think that's a big part of what we provide is our service network, for sure.
And Tom, I think thanks very much for mentioning the app. I think I couldn't have said that better myself. Neither one of us could have. But the one thing I would say, too, is, right, I mean, things do come up. But when things come up, it's our real chance to shine.
Yeah.
Right? And normally, if you can take care of a customer in the right way when a problem comes up, you actually come out with them feeling even better about you and, you know, having even more commitment to you. And we take that very serious, that's our chance to shine.
No, that's awesome.
I think that's 100% true. And, you know, you mentioned Gaffney. Guys, if you have not been to Gaffney, South Carolina, you know it. You know you get to Gaffney when you see the gigantic peach. but you need to go to Gaffney. Even if you don't own a Freightliner custom chassis, you can go and take the tour, see how they are built. It is truly amazing to see the technology that's in play and just it's unbelievable to see how something comes together like this.
Thank you. And I think you know, Stacey, we have a service facility in Gaffney, right? So
yes.
Quite frequently folks who are passing it by make a point of stopping there. We love when they do that. And when they do that, it does give a chance to bring folks over to the factory and
we just got out of there.
Glad to hear it. I hope you enjoyed
yes,
it.
Yes, we did. We've been there a couple times
okay.
now.
And, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, always a great experience. And, you know, the great thing about getting your service done at Gaffney,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, you're basically taking it to the mothership, right? It's a different facility. The customer service facility is different from where they manufacture, not too far away.
That's right.
But you can stay at the location in your rig. And then take it in, have your appointment. They have a pet-friendly customer service lounge. You're just a short, like, two-minute drive to a bunch of different restaurants and things. Or there's a great museum in town if you want to check that out while they're working on your coach.
Yep.
There's a National Historic Site right up the road.
Mm-hmm.
There are RV parks also in the area if you want to stay a little longer and explore the area. But it's the great thing that we really enjoy about it is there's nobody that's going to know this chassis better than Freightliner,
right,
who built the chassis. They're the ones who hear all the feedback also. So when something's maybe coming up to be an issue, they know about it first and they know to look for it. They always go through ours head to tail, and they know they found a couple things that we didn't even know. We, you know, it wasn't causing us a problem yet, but mm-hmm. maybe down the road it may have, so they went ahead and took care of it.
Well, let's talk the serpentine belt. I mean, last time we were there, and just, well, we'll talk a little over a year ago. We went, we put it in. We're not even thinking everything's running fine.
It's just annual maintenance.
It's just annual maintenance. The tech comes out, and he's going, your serpentine belt is wearing a little bit on one side. Yeah, it may last a little while, but I'm like, he's like, do you want me to replace it? I'm like, 100%. Yes, I mean, that's one thing that's if that goes out, you're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always carry a spare,
mm-hmm.
but they got it fixed. And now this time going back, he comes out to pick up the coach. I've always got it running ready for him when he comes out. So he comes out and he goes, you know, I hear a little squeak.
And I didn't even hear it. I don't know how he heard it.
So he's like, I hear a little squeak. And I said, just take a look at it, you know, whatever. And he's like, I think we need to replace this other belt. And I said, do it. Do it, do it, do it. And then he still had a little squeak going on. We replaced the other belt. We ended up replacing both belts.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm 100% okay with that. And the squeak went away. And I have peace of mind.
Right.
You know, now. And that's not what I went in there for.
Understood. Yeah, understood.
But that is the kind of thing that you go to Freightliner, I think, you know, you're going to get that one-plus service. It's not just an oil change.
Right.
Or a lube. They check over several different things. And in this industry, peace of mind is worth a ton.
That's really great to hear.
Yeah.
Not surprising, I'd have to say, but really great to hear nonetheless. That's a testament to the efforts of the folks who work over there and take good care of our customers.
I mean, it's a great team.
Yeah.
Everybody's super friendly.
Yes, it is.
Everybody, I mean, any questions you have, you can get answered there. It's just, I can't say enough about the experience of Freightliner in Gaffney, South Carolina.
Now, you do need to try to set an appointment. I know you will take people that absolutely have an emergency
need
to come in. But, you know, you need to try to set an appointment ahead of time.
That's definitely encouraged. And that also allows us to make sure we're taking care of you while you're there, right, to set up a factory tour or help you get around to anything else you want to see or do. So,
and you do
we'd
have
love
a
to
campground.
Know that in advance. We do. Yep.
Yep. And so, when we go, we set up. They have 50-amp electric. And then we run off of our water tank. They have a dump station and a fill station. And I mean, it's fantastic. And when you get there, you pick a site, you go, you check in, you tell them what site you're in, so the tech knows where you are in the morning, and they start their service in the morning. And a lot of times, if it's just annual maintenance or something like that, it's your one day, and you might want to spend the extra night and then start out in the morning, depending on what time of day you get out. But it's super easy.
It's a good experience.
And you have the opportunity to then visit with other RVers who are on the same journey,
mm-hmm.
right? And maybe pick out some other places to see or do. I mean, we always enjoy visiting with everybody. We almost always run into somebody we know. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's a very small world.
It's really a community, right? I mean,
it really
is of the RV aficionados.
So now y'all are taking the reins. Is there anything in the future that you're seeing that's going to be new or that you're looking forward to working on? Is there what?
I mean, just at a macro level, and then I'll let Akbar talk again a little bit about the product side. But at a macro level, I mean, we're just trying to continue building on what it is that Jeff and the team have done over the recent years, right? In this space, I think we're well positioned, as we talked about a few minutes ago. well-positioned with our relationships with the OEMs and via Ames, and particularly via Ames, I would say, which was something the team kicked off a few years back, strictly really as an initiative to get closer to understanding what the end customers valued, wanted, and to hear from them directly. And I think, you know, that's paid big dividends for FCCC, and, you know, that's something that we continue to glean benefit out of and will do so in the future, right, to actually come to events like these and really spend time on the stand like this and hear firsthand what's on the mind of folks who buy our product, and also have a chance to folks who maybe haven't had our products right. yet, right, and to talk to them about what it is we offer, right? We respect all competitors, obviously, but we also feel that we offer some pretty unique propositions, and we've hit on some already, including the service setup and so on. And so it's really our chance to kind of, you know, be here for our existing customers and talk to those that might have an interest in being future customers. So that's going to continue, and that kind of customer experience focus is kind of front and center, I would say, of these events and of tremendous value. And then,
yeah, it's a dynamic market, right? So we have our ups and downs in what's happening in the market, and it's somewhat cyclical. You know, we're struggling with the economy a little bit, inflation, interest rates, so that's affecting, you know, the purchase cycles and all that. So we're constantly evaluating, you know, what markets to look at. The overland market is coming up fast. Currently, it's on a class 2-3. We could see it move up to the 4-5-6 class Super C, class A as well. So we're evaluating what the market opportunities are over there as well. You know, at FCCC, we play in a very unique motorized diesel subsegment of the market. So we're in a smaller market, and our goal constantly is to be offered across all Highline coach models, right? We want to get into that premium business. The team's been doing great. As I mentioned earlier, we're in with Tiffin now, increasing our model offerings with Integra, and same thing with Newmar. So
absolutely,
constantly our engineering team's working with their teams to, you know, help accommodate the new floor plans they're working on, what other new markets, whether it's an overland market, we can look at. So constantly evaluating the opportunities. And again, you know, we want to make sure we're offered across the board on the Highline premium market for sure.
Excellent. I think there's exciting days ahead. I really do. I mean, yeah, the market right now is a little bit down, but we know what goes down comes right back up. So we're going to have to all be ready to take off like a rocket ship, because I think it's going to happen.
Right. What I can tell you, the aspiration of owning an RV and the lifestyle's not changed, right?
Right. No, not at all.
We've talked to a bunch of customers, folks here. Anybody you talk to at the show, in your personal life, your friends, that's what we all aspire to be, is have a premium Class A diesel pusher motorhome, right?
Yes.
And we work through the different towables, fifth wheel.
Sure.
And we all want to graduate and have the premium Class A. So the desire's there, right? Maybe we're in a little tough market.
Right.
But we want to help whatever we can do from a product perspective, from offering that support, that when those customers are ready, they have a product and a partner that's ready to support that lifestyle and build those memories.
Fantastic.
And, you know, and I think that, again, kind of comes back to how visible and active y'all are in the community.
Yep.
Because, yeah, you never know where that next customer is going to come from necessarily. So as you're out at Tampa or at an AIM Club event or any of the other myriad of places that you see Freightliner Custom Chassis, it gives people an opportunity to get to know y'all as people, to get to know your product, to get to know all the new, because you've always got new technology coming out. So I think kind of that ongoing relationship that you build, not just with your customers, but with potential customers down the road, folks that are just in the RVing community, I think is so, so important and very rare for a company. You know, there's not a lot of companies who give people that kind of access day.
Especially ones that don't have to directly be in touch with that customer. You know, most people, they don't even, you know, when they go to buy a coach, they're looking at the house for the most part.
Yeah, they're looking at colors and cabinets and layout and all of that.
They're not even thinking about the chassis. And they should be thinking about the chassis. The chassis is a major part of your coach. You know, so the more education that's out there, the more that people see y'all, and then they go to Newmar or they go to a Tiffin and they realize that they have a choice.
Yeah.
We want them to know they have a choice, because right. we know that if I have a choice, I'm choosing Freightliner.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... And I know Stacey.
Well, and the opportunity, we took Camp Freightliner.
Yeah.
And so the opportunity for folks to learn from a guy like Bobby Wayne with the experience that he has, just even for them to have peace of mind on the questions to know to ask. You know, if something goes wrong, not to panic. The extra parts and pieces that they might want to carry, you know, just in case. It's just invaluable. And to have that as an opportunity for people to learn more about the motorhomes that they are buying is just...
The motorhome chassis.
Yes, incredible.
Yes.
Well, we take it, as you mentioned, and we appreciate the compliments, so we take it very seriously. I mean, Akbar, Brian Henke, and team do a great job at these, but I would also mention it doesn't stop there, right? Brett Reynolds, our chief engineer, has been here the last couple of days talking to customers, talking to end customers,
wow.
and
yes.
taking an input, and he was at Tampa as well earlier this year, right? So... It really is a chance for us to get, as a leadership team, hands-on with what's important and on people's minds. So thank you for noticing.
Well, and thank you for doing it, because that is, in my mind, that's a big part of what sets you guys apart.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So is there anything that we haven't talked about that you guys want to mention?
No, I think we've covered it all. And, again, appreciate you having us on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
No, we appreciate you guys. I know
you guys on the block, but happy to be part of this.
Yes.
Happy to be part of it. Thanks for giving us the forum to kind of present ourselves to your audience.
Absolutely. We're so happy to get to meet you guys face to face. So soon into your journey here with Freightliner Custom Chassis. And we really appreciate you. I know it's a crazy week for y'all. I really appreciate y'all taking the time to sit down with us and be a part of the podcast.
Likewise.
So thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Thank you both very, very much.
And we look forward to getting to know y'all a lot better over many years.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So we hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you didn't see our video on Music City Motorhome Expo, make sure you check that out on our YouTube channel. I will put a link in the show notes. I'll also put a link to all of the other things that we talked about here in this episode. So you'll find a link to those show notes on RVAmericaYall.com. Also, if you're listening to us on Apple or Spotify or any of the other podcasting platforms, you can find the link in the show notes. So thanks so much for joining us, y'all. Until next time, safe travels.
And happy camping.
Bye.